The Academy of Country Music Awards will be handed out this weekend. And today on StoryCorps, we'll hear from an industry legend. He's famous not for how he made country music sound, but for how he made it look. Manuel Cuevas made iconic outfits for Hank Williams and Graham Parsons. He turned Johnny Cash into the Man in Black. Manuel moved to the U.S. from Mexico in the late 1950s to become a tailor. And as he told his daughter, Morelia, at StoryCorps in Nashville, he started sewing when he was just 7 years old.
The guys at school were more about playing ball and the slingshots. That never interested me. I was really an outcast. I'd go to bed and I'd dream about fabrics and leathers and about the things that I'm going to make the next day.
Do you have a general philosophy behind all this work that you do?
Well, you know, a pretty dress is not necessarily a pretty dress. It's a person that's carrying that dress. I remember this guy wanted a John Wayne shirt, and the guy says, I don't see John Wayne in the mirror. I said, neither do I. I can make you a John Wayne shirt, but I cannot make John Wayne out of you, you know. And I always done only one piece. I don't want to make two of anything. That's why I don't make socks. So it's like history written again every day.
So what would you say you're most proud of?
Well, I grew up in love with the Lone Ranger. And I was 5 years old, walking 6 miles from the little town where I was born to the big towns to see the episodes of the Lone Ranger. And then as an adult, I got to make his uniform, his mask. That was the most glorious moment of my life.
Would you ever think about retirement?
Yeah, I retired this morning. I put new tires on. No, I don't. I don't believe in that. I am enjoying life, and people keep giving me checks for it. You know, if I was away from my shop, I probably wouldn't be able to last more than 15 days. The sewing machine and the needle and the thimble, that's it for me, you know.
That's Manuel Cuevas and his daughter Morelia in Nashville. The recording is archived along with thousands of others at the American Folklife Center in the Library of Congress.